This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
Okay, who requested this trash?
That would be my man Jay Wiggs.
There you go, that's Waka Flocka.
Should've known.
No hands, baby.
Should've known.
It's a party, it's a party.
High energy on this Friday.
That's what you said. You wanted potty songs.
Is that what Shine wants all morning?
That is it. That
I said high, upbeat, entertaining music. That's
okay.
It.
Well, we've got
that's
high.
That's the theme.
That is it.
Wiggy has high covered.
You know, there's a whole other genre of music.
Maybe some Caribulu.
Who's that?
By Tech N9ne.
Curtis, as a legendary weather smoke in these parts.
Yeah.
Can I assume that you snuck a peek at Aurora Borealis last night?
The Northern Lights. I saw Reiner out there taking pictures, so I had to do it myself. I was at the top of Castle Island's fort taking pictures of the lovely things in the sky.
Beautiful.
Just gorgeous. Mm-hmm. It really was. It was a marvelous sight.
Are you calling for a bad winter or a mild one?
I'm calling for 36 and a half inches of snow in Boston. Looking at 42 and a half in Worcester.
That's for the season?
Yes, sir.
Is that the hills of Worcester?
Yeah. It's the hills. It's right around Holy Cross. It's very chilly.
I like that. That's below average, I would
guess. It should be below average. Well, El Nino is still percolating, so you got to figure that out. But I just gave a more accurate forecast than the people did this week, so good job for me.
I'll take that.
I saw yesterday the storm surge was 5 feet. They said it would be 15 to 20. Pretty wild. I mean, that's kind of a big deal. That's like 10 feet.
It really is. Where do they go to get their money back, those people? I mean, they bought generators. They boarded up the houses. One dude, I don't know if you saw the dude in Florida who bought the straps and strapped his roof down with the straps. Apparently that worked.
Yeah.
Everybody was making fun of him. You know, like the giant straps that you put if you're moving something in a truck like when you go to a big event and there's a tent, they have the giant straps out.
You crank the
metal thing to do that. Some dude put that over his house in the eye of the hurricane, and it worked.
I like that.
Sheer American ingenuity, Curtis.
It really was brilliant, brilliant stuff. And when you tell people and you're crying on the air about a once-in-a-100-year storm that turns out not to be the biggest storm of the month, you might lose credibility.
But you know who's getting paid?
Who?
Lieutenant Dan.
Oh, man. That guy's going to get a Netflix
Lieutenant
series.
Lieutenant Dan has a lengthy criminal record.
Are you serious?
Yeah. You didn't see that?
I did not.
Mugshots are.
He has like 15 or 16 mugshots, which are now available on the interwebs. I mean, it's Florida, so I'm to be expected.
Right. How many of those are like drinking in public? What did Aiden Ross offer him, like $100,000 for, what is it, like a kick deal?
Well, Aiden Ross is also in a little bit of trouble. Are we going to get to that during the news?
We are. Okay. Yes, yeah.
Streamers.
Oh, there he is.
Holy hell.
Dan. Yeah.
Those are all separate arrests?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Poor guy. He's been through it.
That is it.
Well, how does somebody at the news station not just Google his name? I'm serious.
Well, they probably knew that.
You think he's well known to?
Yeah, I mean, they probably
the authorities in the area.
That was what do they call those? That was the internet sleuthing. Somebody saying, "Do you really know who Lieutenant Dan is?"
Right.
I think that they retracted the $100,000.
Okay,
the offer.
They?
Yeah, the offer that was given for the new boat and the $100,000 has been retracted.
That's not right.
Based on the criminal record,
the Twitch chat is undefeated. Maine 2022. This show celebrates criminals.
I mean, what's this
criminal... What is wrong with you?
What's this criminal past for?
Maine 2022 is in here every day.
Really?
Every day.
Why would you listen to a show that celebrates criminals? Odd look, bud.
Yeah, but what's this criminal past? Are they like, you know, open containers?
I'm guessing it's a bit of drugs.
I mean, you know.
He also is missing
now,
a leg.
Why would you say that, looking at Lieutenant Dan? Why would you...
He looks a bit weathered. And I understand he lives on a boat, so that could be it. But I hope that he is okay.
All right.
Wiggy, you're actually getting a lot of credit
mm-hmm.
for the Waka Flocka at 6:30 in the morning.
Well, it's so. Waka. Waka Flocka Flame.
Maybe you pick the next rejoin as well.
No, because, you know, my music doesn't always, you know, go on this show. Like, what's it, a lot of people don't generally listen to what I listen to. So, and most of the songs I like that you can't play them because they got all types of swears in them.
Yeah,
so.
Bad words.
But I do like a lot of the 70s. I'll get you some good 70s rejoins.
Okay.
Because you know that's my wheelhouse.
Shime,
dial up an upbeat soul song for me?
Oh, man, I could dial up some good ones.
Okay. All right. Well, Shime's looking for a high-energy party Friday vibe.
High-energy Friday, baby. Let's get it.
All right. Yeah. It's also Patriots Friday, and Jelani Tavai will join us next hour, and we will talk about a quarterback change. For the New England Patriots, I cannot wait until Sunday gets here, and I'm assuming that you are feeling the same this morning about Drake May, so we'll talk to Jelani Tavai about that at 7:30. And then for the first time on this show, Pudge's Pals, in which we seek to find a forever home for a dog from a local shelter, and that dog will be in here at 9 in honor of the great Pudge, the official lifelong mascot of the Greg Hill Show.
Oh, I can't wait.
And so 9 o'clock is when that happens. Courtney is overwhelmed with excitement about this.
I can't tell you how awesome it is that we're celebrating Pudge this way. It warms my soul.
It really is. It's awesome.
Yeah.
So I can't wait for
that. And today
o'clock.
It's Great Dog Rescue New England, which is where I got Pudge. So a perfect way.
It is?
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, I don't think I even knew that.
Oh, yeah. In Harvard, Mass. That's where I picked up Pudge. A quick story, picked him up, put him in the, he was in this little crate, like travel crate, and drove whatever it was, an hour from Harvard to Boston. And
don't you use that same crate for James when you're driving him?
No, he puts me in it. I get home, total, complete idiot, and I just let him into the living room, and he proceeds to empty his entire 5-pound body's worth of poop and pee.
Oh.
And I said, I think I've made a mistake.
Well, he was nervous.
He was nervous, but then thankfully, we're both potty trained now. So,
all right. Well, 9 o'clock is when we get to Pudge's Pals. Right now, though, this.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
I know the song. I don't know the artist.
That's
Bruno Mars.
Yeah.
Bruno Mars.
No, it's not Bruno
that's
Mars.
Pharrell.
There you go,
Pharrell.
Wiggy.
Scotty Pharrell.
That's Pharrell with a P.
Neptunes, right?
Pharrell with a P-H.
The name of the song is Happy.
And Shime is happy. What are you so happy about, Drake May?
Yes, okay. I am beyond happy about Drake May.
You're not going to have your third Drake May lead in a week, are you?
Greg, I would do nothing else but have great Drake May leads leading up to his first start.
Okay.
It only makes sense. So today for you, Greg, Stephen Ruiz of The Ringer does his quarterback rankings each and every week. And so he released a side-by-side of how he ranks Drake May and how he ranks Jacoby Brissett. And you know when you know someone's telling on themselves that they don't know anything when they do certain things, like in this instance, when he claims that Jacoby Brissett has a quote-unquote better arm talent than Drake May. He ranked Jacoby Brissett as an 89th percentile, whereas Drake May is an 88th. Sir, I would like to direct you to every Jacoby Brissett throw all year where there's no talent. It's one speed. It's a fastball. And he can throw it really good when a guy's sitting like in the middle of the field, not moving, and he's just looking at Jacoby Brissett 7 yards down the field. But any ball anywhere else, like outside the numbers, deep down the field, is terrible. It's horrendous. There is no arm talent there. Drake May, however, has exceptional arm talent. He makes throws from different angles. He can, I mean, it's like a shortstop playing quarterback sometimes. He can make the deep throws. He can make the short throws. His arm talent is insane. So I just like to point out when people are being stupid and people are being hypocrites. Dan Orlovsky. And this is a situation like that. Guys, there is nothing but joy and excitement for me leading into Sunday. I cannot express to you how great this is going to be. It's going to be a step in the direction of our next forever, and I cannot wait.
Are you taking the over on passing yards? What is that number?
So I think the numbers climbed actually a lot. So it opened right around 150. It's now up to like 162 and a half.
Uh-huh.
I would lean over. It's not going to be my lock of the weekend, but okay. I would lean over.
You would lean over.
Yeah, I would lean over.
And when you lean over, still, unfortunately, you can't get back up without assistance.
No, Greg, actually, I'm more like a Weeble. Weebles wobble and they don't fall down.
All right. Shine, thank you. Hi,
you're
Chris.
Welcome.
Very brief PSA to the people of Florida or anybody in the line of a coastal storm that drives.
This time of year, the gear means more. The logo has a season of grit stitched in. The hat brims go low. The jerseys blaze with postseason pride. It's postseason season. This is what players and fans wear to win. Visit MLBShop.com for your favorite team gear and today's special offer. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
An electric car. Spontaneous combustion. It happens. It's happened dozens of times in Florida.
No.
When you combine salt water with lithium batteries.
Oh, boy.
It is a massive fire threat.
This is going to be a problem.
GEICO, a major insurer of cars in Florida, sent an email Wednesday citing the concerns of the combustion, spontaneous combustion of electric vehicles to its policyholders, warning them of this threat and telling them to do whatever they can to find protected parking areas for their electric vehicles.
What's going to happen when we go all electric soon?
There'll be no storms by that time.
No storms?
No.
Okay.
Well, it will help with climate change with the hurricanes. A plus B equals C.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I think so.
Yeah.
So just a heads up, everybody out there, if you know someone driving electric, make sure they get out of the way of the hurricane.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I believe in this state, starting next year, one cannot buy, or in any state actually, one cannot buy a truck that is a gasoline or a diesel powered truck if you intend to register it at any point in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts.
Wow.
I have a question.
If you want a diesel truck, you're a landscaper, you're in construction.
Just some people like diesel better than gasoline.
You're a plumber. You're an electrician. You are not allowed by this state any longer to buy the kind of truck that you want to buy. That seems weird to me.
Like it's a dictatorship.
It's dystopian. Yeah. Some
seems
would
like
say.
North Korea.
Would you agree? Dystopian.
Seems like North Korea.
It does.
It's a dystopian track.
Yes.
I would say this also, Greg. I don't know. But my guess is the emissions from a lithium battery fire are not good for the environment.
Probably not. Great lead this morning,
Thank
Curtis.
You.
Excellent lead. We will get to Courtney's lead and to Wiggy's lead and to my lead. Courtney, my lead is for you this morning.
Oh.
Because of your intense dislike for those who participate in fantasy football. We learned on this show you hate them.
I don't hate them.
My lead is for you.
Almost as much as short guys.
Nope.
Right. She does not like the short kings, and she doesn't like the fantasy football hardos.
These are lies.
So we will get to all of the remaining leads next.
This time of year, the gear means more. The logo has a season of grit stitched in. The hat brims go low. The jerseys blaze with postseason pride. It's postseason season. This is what players and fans wear to win. Visit MLBShop.com for your favorite team gear and today's special offer. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.